Minnesota's Voices, setting the standards for new interpretations of great American standard songs. Welcome to Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards. I'm Arnie Fogel. Lerner and Lowe's 1947 landmark musical production, Rigadoon, offered a very magical sort of a story about a Scottish village that comes to life only one day per century. Like most musicals produced after 1943's Oklahoma, this show featured an integrated score, songs that serve the development of the storyline, even as they entertain musically. And this show's subject matter mandated that the score contain songs that had the flavor of Scottish ballads, with such titles as Heather on the Hill. But one song was written to serve not only the show's integrated score, but also to step out as the show's hit. The song connected as intended, and has been recorded by dozens of pop singers, including two recordings by Frank Sinatra alone. The song was even a pop hit in the late 1970s from Minnesota's own Michael Johnson. Here's another Minnesota voice, Nancy Harms, with Lerner and Lowe's classic, Almost Like Being in Love.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in, why it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race, why it's almost like being in love. All the music of life, it seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. Why it's almost like being in love. What a day this has been, and what a rare mood I'm in. Oh, it's almost, almost like being in love. And there's a smile upon my face for the whole human race. Oh, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life, it seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. Why it's almost like being in love.
Nancy Harms with Tanner Taylor on piano. I'm Arnie Fogel. Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards is a KBEM Jazz 88 production recorded by Matthew Zimmerman at Wild Sound Studios in Minneapolis and funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.